Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Do you know what I got sent yesterday?
What?
And Shirley, you know Shirley now. She'd be stuck into everything.
She would, yeah.
Send me this photograph of a pink envelope that arrived with my name. It says Cork's Red FM, Red FM Breakfast with KC, University Technology Centre,
okay.
1 Currahene Road. And on the front of it, can you see what's there?
It's like a foreign stamp, is it?
No, there's 3 stamps on it, but on the front of it, it's from sniffedusedpanties.com.
Oh my God, what?
And then there's...
What?
There's genuine used knickers from genuine women. Sniffedusedpanties.com. Sealed for freshness and delivered to your door. Guaranteed. This is all on the front of the envelope with my name on it. And then you turn around the back, there's a bit of knickers hanging out the back of it.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
There's a little bit of lace.
Have you actually had a look inside?
Yeah, there's no knickers.
Oh.
Very disappointing.
That's a bit disappointing, all right.
Ho, 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 you've been pranked.
Aye.
Now, there's a QR code here which you can scan and you can find out who sent it to you.
Okay, because I received something in the post yesterday as well.
What'd you get?
But it wasn't frilly knickers like you. It was a Cadbury's Secret Santa.
Oh, so someone got me and someone got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a gold envelope with a beautiful bar of Dairy Milk chocolate. Whoever, if you're listening right now and that was you... You made me a very happy person yesterday.
If you're going to sell me knickers, send me bloody knickers. One's of my size that I can wear at the weekend.
Exactly. So it could have been the same person. So now we're on a bit of a hunt to find out who it is, are we?
Is this internal, do you think?
I think it's
internal.
Oh, do
yeah,
you?
Big time, yeah.
Do you?
If I was pointing the finger now, probably Prendeville.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. We'll wait and see. Okay, anyway, yeah. I'll scan that QR code and see if I can...
find out who it is.
Who sent me a pair of knickers in the post.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very funny though.
It is.
I mean, like, Shirley, God love her. Shirley works in sales and she
didn't know what to do.
She was like, listen, this came in here. Don't worry, I won't put it in the group.
Oh, but
I've left it at your desk under some papers so nobody can see it. I was like, Shirley, it's a prank. Like, I'm not buying sniffy knickers. I'm not that weird.
That's so funny. I love the fact that she buried it under a load of papers.
I spend the whole day picking knickers up at home and putting them in washes.
I know, yeah.
I'm fine for knickers.
I know, yeah.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, it's nearly Christmas, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm going to bring you a Christmas miracle in a moment involving a very, very famous Cork man. That's coming up. Pop quiz. €1,000 coming up. It was won again. And all the latest things are on the way for you.
On Cork's Good Times.
Oh, did we mention? There's €250,000 sitting here that needs to be won. It's going to go on Friday. Before Christmas, someone's going to win €250,000. And it'll be dropped into their bank account tax-free. How many sniffy knickers could you buy with that much money? A lot, I'll tell you that much. Right, let's get the show on the road for you. Tuesday morning, you're waking up to Cork's number one. This is Red FM. Do you have any idea when this Saipan movie is going to be out, actually?
No. I can't wait to see it, though, see what they do with it. It could be really interesting.
Ian Hardwick is playing Roy Keane. He's an actor from Cork. Steve Coogan will play Mick McCarthy. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. I cannot wait for it. Have you heard Kelly Murphy, Victoria Nichols, The Miracle of Roy Keane, The Christmas Miracle? Oh. Did you hear...
is unreal.
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. This is Dr. Niamh Lynch.
Gather round. This is a Roy Keane appreciation post. Trigger warning, I will be discussing childhood illness, and Roy Keane may also be a trigger for some of you, but most of you know that Roy Keane is a hero in Cork. And the closest thing I ever witnessed to a Christmas miracle was facilitated, I think, by Roy Keane. This was 20 years ago, and we were looking after a patient who was very, very unwell. And it came to a point where we weren't really sure if they were going to make it. And unannounced and without any fanfare, Roy Keane came to visit the children's ward. And he gave that child the boost and the energy that they needed to just keep going a little bit more, I think. On Christmas Eve, the professor of paediatrics rang me in tears and I feared the worst. But no, he said that this child was completely better and was going home. So thank you.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I have a ball in my throat. My God.
Someone cutting onions here.
Yeah.
It's just the most amazing story.
Yeah, that the fact that, you know, Roy arrives and I don't know, just whatever happened, whatever changed in that little kid's mind, just it is a little Christmas miracle.
Right, Keane performing miracles. That's his job.
That's your job?
That's his job.
Give me that water, I'll turn it into wine.
That's an amazing story, man.
It is great. Follow Niamh Lynch, by the way, Dr. Niamh Lynch on Instagram. She's all of that kind of stuff up there. Great stuff.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
All right, let's have a look at the world and see what's going on. Bitcoin has surged above €106,000 per coin yesterday after President-elect Donald Trump suggested he would create a cryptocurrency strategic reserve that would hold cryptocurrencies as well as dollars in the American Reserve. So that means just that crypto has now been accepted as a serious player in the economies of the world.
Okay. Is it too late now to buy some, or should you have bought some already?
This is the thing. If you had got in early on Bitcoin,
yeah.
Oh my God.
You'd be...
Didn't I play you the clip of your man that bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin?
That was so amazing.
That he handed over, he was online and he was in a chat forum and he said, he just chatting to a load of nerds who were online and they were mining for Bitcoin. He said, I'll give somebody 10,000 Bitcoin if you deliver two pizzas to my house. And some guy went, okay, I'll take them.
And now it's worth?
600 million.
Oh my God.
He paid 600 million for two pizzas. Yeah, seriously.
My jaw is on the floor every time I hear that story.
It would have cost him about like maybe $1 or $2 for that. So
you would never get over that.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you?
There's a guy in the UK who threw out a hard drive and he's got 6,000 Bitcoin on it. It was on a computer and his girlfriend threw the computer out accidentally. And he's in court at the moment with the local refuge, county council refuge planning. He wants to excavate the land.
Is it going to happen?
Landfill. They won't let him near it. No. Like, he would be digging there for years.
That's a lot of rubbish to go through, isn't it?
But he thinks his laptop is down there in the landfill somewhere with 6,000 Bitcoin on it.
It'd probably be kind of spoiled and ruined anyway by now.
I don't know if you can, if it wasn't like melted into nothing.
Gutting, though. So how much would that be worth now then?
That was, like, I don't know, something like 200 or 300 million or something.
Oh my God, no wonder he wants to clear through the rubbish, lads.
He's offered the county council like 50 million and he's offered anyone that helps him get it, huge. Oh. But they won't let him near the place.
For health and safety, probably.
But he's never going to find it. In a landfill, you're never going to find
it. Oh God, I feel sorry for him.
The stink of digging that up looking for Bitcoin. Shitcoin money.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there. Sorry, apologies, that fell out. I'm on tablets. front of the Irish Independent this morning. Flight fares are soaring because of the Holyhead delay.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of people have booked on ships to get home for Christmas and now they can't. Oh. Some flights, London to Dublin, have gone up €600.
That's ridiculous.
So, like, whatever, you might have been paying €200 or €300 already. It's like you're looking at €900 for some flights to get home for Christmas.
I mean, how opportunist is that?
Again,
don't even get me started, lads.
But it's like computer algorithms. When there's a surge in demand, they just fire up the price, and they make the money out of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's on the front of the Independent this morning. We are not alone is the headline I'm looking at. Unexplained drone and UFO sightings in America have also been spotted in Athlone. As someone from UFO Ireland has suggested that these same craft that have been seen are also flying over Irish airspace, over Athlone.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I heard a little clip of Donald Trump, I'll try and get it for you there now in a while, talking about that situation yesterday.
Yeah, there's been loads of weird drones turning up in America. A lot of them are shot down. They don't know where they're coming from or what's going on.
So there's
a bit of fear and paranoia over in America, also over in the States. Horrible news again this morning. Two people died after a teenage pupil opened fire at a private Christian school in the US yesterday. If you're a parent over in the States, how do you send your kids to school?
I don't know.
Like, just normal, you know, pack their little bags, put them on a bus and hope they come home.
I don't
know. When they have the situation and the lackluster situation with gun control over there.
It's just, it's a free-for-all, isn't it? I remember reading an interview from Kat Deely and Patrick Kilty.
Yeah.
They were living in the States for years and years and years. And in the end, Kat said that was the main reason that they decided to move back here, was the fear of sending the kids into school.
Really good friend of mine, James O'Reilly is his name, has lived for 20 years in Chicago and he moved back to Athenry in Galway 6 months ago. So I'm on the phone to him and I was like, you happy to be home? He said, you've no idea. Now, he lived in Chicago, which gun crime there is insane.
Oh, God.
The main reason he wanted to come home, he's got three kids, pretty much the same age as mine.
Okay.
Now, imagine this if you're a parent. His little boy, who's my son's age, seven, there was a false shooter alert went off. So they have alarms in school
okay. That
go off and they identify, those alarms mean there's an active shooter.
Right.
So the little boy hid under a table while his brother and sister were in the other part of the school and they were all rushed out the door. So the oldest sister freaked out and she ran back into the school trying to get the little boy out while everyone is running out screaming. She couldn't find her little brother. Like, thankfully, no active shooter. It was a false alarm. And it wasn't a drill. It was just somebody had set off the alarm. The little fellow under the table, bawling, crying when she found him. Like, 7 years old. I mean, the trauma that a child would go through.
Oh, my God.
So they got home that evening and James was like,
we're
out of here. Yeah. We're coming home. And they've moved over.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just think you're better off. I don't know, lads. It's all a bit crazy over there.
It is. It really is at the moment. Anyway, 6:41. Well, we changed the tone a little bit.
Yeah, go on.
I think so, yes.
The Christmas Cash Machine. On Red FM.
€250,000 is going to go on Friday between 3 and 4. We're going to make that call. So if you want to win it, here's what I need you to do. For the biggest jackpot in the history of radio, and it's guaranteed to go on Friday. To get your name in the draw, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost £250 to enter. You must be over 18. And you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. If you get this money a few days before Christmas, oh my God, what sort of a 2025 are you going to have?
I'd be buying one of those big massive bottles of Baileys anyway.
Just saying. Is that all?
Yeah.
Big bottle of Baileys and a straw.
I'd start with that anyway,
lads. I'd put the Bailey plant.
Yeah.
Like whatever rocks your boat, but 250k will make a lot of people very, very happy.
Waltzy bit.
Yeah.
The drums bit.
Classic.
Surprisingly, we don't have the Ronan Keating version on the playlist. Would you like that someday?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Do you know how much he got for that?
How much?
He should have got 5 to 7 years.
Hey, hey.
You're right about that.
Do you know what I'm thinking? You know that Kelly and Rory have to do their Christmas duet.
Yeah.
Are we going for the Pogues?
Don't think so, no. We've had a lot of discussions about it, yeah.
It's too big to take on, is that what you're saying?
I think so. It's just one of those songs that you can't really... You're never going to do it justice, are you?
But I can't think of any other male-female duo
don't you worry.
Christmas combo songs.
Don't you worry.
Are you on it?
I'm on it. Like well, a car. I'm not. They are.
Oh, all right, okay.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Dave.
How are things?
My things are grand. Be honest with me, man to man. How organised are we?
I'll have to ring the wife on that one.
I love it, Dave.
So are you one of those chancers that just kind of hands over vouchers or money and go, listen, take care of yourself there, love?
Yeah
pretty much.
Dave, yeah. Come on, you can do better than that.
I know.
Dave, what's your long-suffering wife's name?
Leona.
Hello, Leona. Dave's about to win you a grand here and that money is going to go on a beautiful break for
there
her.
There you go.
All right.
Come on, Dave.
Cheer the laugh out of your man.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Dave, what TV show was Red FM Stephanie Rainey on this year?
America's Got Talent.
What pole does Santa live on?
North Pole.
Question number 3. What team are sitting top of the Premier League?
Super Reds, Liverpool.
Can you tell me, for question 4, what sport is Luke Littler associated with?
That.
Question 5. What is Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
Question 6. Can you name Shakin' Stevens' Christmas song?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Johnny Depp played a drug dealer in what movie?
Oh.
Yeah. It's not Fear and Loathing, because lipping over Fear and Loathing. It was. It starts with a B. Starts with a B and it sounds low.
No.
Just say blow, for the love of God.
Blow.
Craig Casey is known for what sport, David? Craig Casey.
Rugby.
A subsequent movie film was the follow-up.
You ran out of time.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Johnny Depp killed it for you. Yeah, Johnny. Have you ever seen the movie Blow? Anybody seen Blow?
No.
Very good show.
No.
It's a bit old now, maybe 15, 16 years old, but... Yeah, you got everything. You got America's Got Talent, North Pole, Liverpool, darts, Marshall Matters. Merry Christmas, everyone. And we missed Johnny Depp, but we got there eventually. And rugby for Craig Casey. It's going to be a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Get yourself something nice for herself.
Don't give her that.
Very good.
Dave, do not give her that.
Oh,
all right?
Listen, she'll be delighted
well,
with
she
it.
She will be, but you know.
Top it up, though. You
bit,
know.
Of, bit of thought.
David, come back next week. Hopefully, we might try chat to you again or just after Christmas, whatever the case. All right, buddy.
Have a great Christmas, lad.
Thanks, Dave. Take care. Bye-bye. 8:22 is the time. Pop quiz. Back tomorrow. This is very funny. Mick McCarthy. Mick is very, very funny. You know, have you heard him in interviews?
He's very droll.
Very, very droll. Mick was on Under the Cosh podcast and they were talking to him about his biggest managerial regret. What was the one thing that he wished he could have done differently?
Anything you'd do different in management?
I'd probably get a better pitching Saipan.
And took the kit yourself.
A better pitch.
And you know what? I'm glad he didn't, because I mean, we wouldn't have all the drama, all the stage shows. We wouldn't have a movie in production with an amazing actor from Cork playing Roy Keane.
Yeah, but we probably would have won the World Cup.
Oh, we definitely would have won the World Cup.
Taking that over a stage show.
Oh, we definitely would have won it that year. Absolutely. How do we feel, everybody, about Brussels sprouts? Kenny Murphy, yeah or nay?
No, but I've actually never given them a proper go.
Okay, fake.
Disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. Nah.
100% all in favour.
All in.
Cooked them in a little bit of bacon, a little bit of butter.
Bacon, bit of garlic and butter. Oh,
I'm sure
God.
They're lovely. I don't know what everyone has against them, but I've been kind of conditioned not to like them for some reason.
They're just baby cabbages, basically. Full of iron, very good for you. Growing conditions for Brussels sprouts this year were so good that you can expect the ones on your Christmas dinner plate to be 25% plumper.
Wow.
Huge sprouts.
Okay, which means 25% more gas.
Yes.
Interstellar Christmas farts are coming.
Ew, Casey.
Oh my God.
Here from audio.
I wanted Keira Knightley.
Did you?
Yeah, we're talking music and acting this morning, lads.
All right.
Music. Madonna has confirmed she's making new music.
Okay.
With a producer, Stuart Price. I think she collaborated with him before. That mm-hmm. was the 2008 or 2005 comeback, sorry.
Madonna needs to go back and meet Nile Rodgers from Chic.
Yeah.
And go back to doing what she did in the 80s.
I think Madonna just needs to sit down in an armchair, take a rest and put her feet up.
Yeah, you know.
Someone pass Madonna the quality street there now.
If she's still enjoying it, keep doing it. But the last couple of albums she's done have been packed.
Absolutely have been what?
Rubbish.
Pack. Yeah,
it's a nice word for
like we've spoken about this before. Like, I don't understand when a successful musician gets to a certain age. Why do they keep going?
Yeah, look at Paul McCartney. He's selling out stadiums all over the world, and the legacy he has and the music that he's done. Springsteen's incredible. Elton's incredible. Like, I think she wants to just stay at that kind of iconic status. Like, she has done some pretty good gigs in the past.
Yeah.
She did put them in Dublin that a lot of people were raving about. It was a brilliant show. But then there's been some really weird shows as well. Yeah.
But it has to be, obviously it's more than the money, because they don't need the money.
Yeah.
So it has to just be an egocentric love of performing in front of people. We were talking about this earlier, but Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet album, is on course to be this year's official Christmas number one album.
Okay.
It's been a huge year for her. It doesn't surprise me at all. I wonder if poor old Barry B having a few tears in the corner there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's together with that girl Brecky or not.
Oh, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's all a mystery, lads.
Maybe if they break up, it'll be Brecky up.
Brexit. They've Brecky'd up, lads.
Brecky exists.
On to acting. Actress Keira Knightley's opened up about, this is really interesting, about playing different characters. And why people take to some of them and people don't take to others. Mm. And how that leaves you feeling as an actress. Have a listen.
The weirdness of a job of pretending to be somebody else for most of your adult life. You know, you never quite understand why it works and why it doesn't. And that does keep it interesting. You're like, what is that thing? What place do I need to be in to make this work? You know, and why did that one work and that one didn't work?
Favourite movie character of all time?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Hugh Grant in Notting Hill.
Oh, right, okay.
I do, yeah. He's a bit of a blithering kind of a... What's yours?
Heath Ledger's Joker.
I knew you were going to say that,
Untouched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to change... I could change my mind a million times. I think Timothée Chalamet is brilliant in Wonka.
Timothée Chalamet.
Mm.
Sounds like a lovely, lovely cheap shampoo you find at the bottom of a bargain bin,
isn't
it?
It's funny, I was thinking chocolates, but you
okay,
know.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Oh, by the way, Dumb and Dumber is 30.
What?
Dumb and Dumber is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Do you remember how massive
morning.
That was? Yeah.
I have a great clip here. This is David Beckham talking about Romeo. And Beckham obviously being a United player, you would think all the kids would follow suit, but no, Arsenal had another plan.
I've got a lot of boys in the house that are also supporters of either United or Romeo, who's obviously Arsenal. It's a long story. He was really young and we were in London one Friday and he was like, Dad, let's go to a game this weekend. So I started to look at the fixtures and I was like, oh, Arsenal are at home. I thought, do you know what? They're always really nice to me when I go down to watch United and Arsenal. And I thought, OK, they'll look after us. There won't be any hassle getting in. We walked in, amazing seats, sat in the director's box. I'm sat there and then Arsene walks in the room and he comes straight over to the table, introduces himself to Romeo and he says, come with me, son. So he takes him down to the changing room, meets all the players, gives him a shirt signed, takes him onto the pitch, then gives him an Arsenal cashmere scarf, and that was it. It was done. So, I mean, I've tried to change his mind since, but impossible.
You know how that feels, don't you?
Deal done. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, fellas...
I got him back, though.
Yeah, you did.
He's back wearing the Liverpool jersey.
He is,
by the
yeah.
way, apologies about that idiot that was standing right beside David Beckham playing the saxophone.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream Day of the Jackal, starring Eddie Redmayne.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM. 95 people are in the Cork Brussels Sprouts Association Club. I'm sorry, Appreciation Club.
Yes.
That's a pretty good good gathering of listeners, I must say.
I'm considering changing my view because I've been reading some interesting stuff there this morning about what you can do with Brussels sprouts.
But as a vegetarian, I thought they would have been top of your Christmas dinner list.
As I said, my nanny used to make them for us and she just used to boil them until they were like little shriveled.
No, they're very strong and irony if you'd have them on their own. Rory's right. Rory's suggestion of a little bit of garlic butter and bacon whirl it up.
Oh, bit of really?
And put some maple syrup on it as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you
rascal.
Wow. All right. You're welcome, Cork. Brussels sprouts 25% bigger this year. More plump, more growth, everybody.
And more.
More tootage.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Plough.
Yes.
Rory's Christmas jumper today is Homer Simpson.
As Mr. Plough.
As Mr. Plough. That is
Mr. Plough. Call Mr. Plough. That's my name. That name again is
Mr. Plough. Where did you get that? That's beautiful.
Pennies, son.
It's gorgeous.
It's a couple of years old, I think.
I'm loving that.
You have the best selection, I say it every morning, but we're really getting to see the colour and the beautiful jumpers.
I think
there.
From tomorrow it's going to be Christmas shirt season as opposed to Christmas
Bring it on,
jumper.
Man. Bring it on.
Well, probably because it's going to be like Barcelona on
probably,
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You're not going to need a jumper.
Yeah, hotter than Spain for Christmas Day in Cork.
That's too warm.
Come on,
that's too warm.
Sort it out. Shout out to our friends in Best Menswear Mahon Point, the perfect outfit, whatever the occasion. For those last minute gifts, if you're shopping in Mahon Point, they've been there for over 20 years at Best Menswear. And they bring you the Christmas calls for the kids.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Buddy, 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 buddy! Ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha. Whippy, best, best, daddy! Ha, 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 ha.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Jade. How are you today?
Good.
What are you doing right now?
I'm having my breakfast.
You're having your breakfast? Can I guess what you're having?
Yeah.
Are you having Cocoa Pops and milk?
No.
Are you having porridge?
No.
A cheeseburger?
No.
Are you having a custard cream sandwich and a bucket of tanora? No?
No.
Santi, I bet she's having an egg. Are you having an egg?
I'm having an egg.
I am the all-seeing eye, Buddy the Elf. The elf that knows everything. I watch you from afar, but not in a creepy way, but I see what you get up to. I am the all-seeing buddy. Jade, are you 8 years old?
Yeah.
And Ali is... Let me have a look at the letter here now. I think she's 6.
Yeah.
Ali is still going to Belgooley National School.
Yeah.
Santa, that's my favourite place name in Cork.
Belgooley?
Yeah, Santa. How's your Belgooleys?
Buddy, behave.
Have you got a question for Santa?
How many elves does Santa have?
How many elves does Santa have? Will I count them?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Christmas elf too.
Hello, Ellie.
Hi.
I'm looking at your letter here now, and let me see. Jade wants a Fitbit and some surprises. You tell me what you'd like for Christmas.
Baby dolls and makeup.
Are you not too young for makeup? What kind of makeup do you want?
Lipstick. Blusher.
Lipstick and blusher. Okay, I'll write that down now. Lovely stuff. Okay, Jade and Ali, I have some big news. You're both on the good list.
Yay! Yay!
Good list.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Take care.
Christmas on Red FM.
With Mahon Point Shopping Centre. Let them choose what they want this Christmas with a Mahon Point gift card.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Hello, my lovelies. It is 3 days before Mad Friday. You know what Mad Friday is?
Oh,
it's
that?
Every single year. It is the madness of last-minute shoppers.
Oh, is that going to be on Friday this
year? Yeah.
Right.
It's where a lot of people will get paid around now. For the old Christmas, and then you got a few bob and you realise I've got 10 people to buy for a Mad Friday.
It's probably the full weekend really, isn't it?
Whole weekend there is, well, yeah. 8 sleeps till Christmas, 200 days until Oasis are back together. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. Today is International Wright Brothers Day.
Oh, yeah,
if you've ever taken a flight, the boys did it first. On this day in 1936, Pope Francis was born. It's his birthday today. Top man in the Vatican is 88. And did you see that he got gifted a new Mercedes the other day?
A new
Pope Mobile.
Unreal.
Heated seats, the whole shebang. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, base bins.
Tell you what, lads, yeah.
The jungle is massive.
Yeah.
You also celebrate with Kay Burley, the Sky News reporter, who's 63 today. So if it's your birthday, happy birthday. You are a legend, yeah. On this day in 2000, what was the number one song in the chart?
On this day in 2000.
It was a really tiny little fella, and it was a really catchy song. I mean, tiny, he's about... But see the size of my hand.
Is it? It wasn't Danny DeVito or someone, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only tiny fella I can think of.
Close.
Rory.
Close. Rory's not that
small. Little Raw.
Bob the Builder was number one with Can We Fix It in the charts, and it stayed there for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That song was
it
number one.
Surprise me.
And on this day, Kim Jong Il, turns out he was ill. He died of a heart attack on this day in 2011. So what else is going on in the world? This UFO thing in Athlone.
Yeah, what's going on there? Drones, is it?
The headline is, you are not Athlone.
Yeah. That's a good headline.
So they're suggesting that UFOs have been flying around Athlone for years. It's been a real UFO hotspot. It's the Midlands, you know?
Okay.
Lots of land, easy for landing spacecraft. Yeah. So over in America at the moment, there's crazy things happening with drones. Like hundreds of these drones are just showing up. They don't know where they're coming from. But Humpty Trumpty has a lot to say about it.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports?
The government knows what is happening. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on it.
Everyone just wants them to be aliens. We just want come on, lads. It's been a mad enough year. Let's throw some an alien invasion into it as well.
Just to add a bit of drama. It's like Homer Simpson is the president. That is what it's like.
Drones.
I'm not going to go to Bedminster this weekend.
Good impression, Vic.
It's not bad.
Good impression. A couple of local bits I want to give a mention to. Lord Mayor of Cork to host civic reception to congratulate the Tidy Towns Group of Ballincollig. Best of luck, gang. And there's good news for Bishop Lucy Park as well, because Cork City Council have said in an update the redevelopment of Bishop Lucy Park. De Park in the city centre. It looks like it is going ahead.
It's going to be all fancy, is it?
It's going to be really nice when it's finished. finally, for now, I'm going to go out on the latest things with something that isn't too latest. It happened many, many years ago.
Okay.
But the old Late Late Show with Gay Byrne, it was just bonkers. And these clips keep surfacing because more and more people dig through the RTE archives. This is the kind of crack that used to happen on the Late Late Show. So here's Gay Byrne, and there's someone in the audience who wants to do a shout out.
You're on, kid. If you want to say hello to them, but sing it right over there. Right, lads. Off you go.
Congratulations to my mother and father, Martin, Kelly and Stella from Durham County Leash, on their 40th wedding anniversary. Hello to Audrey, James and Enda.
There you go. It was sing the request, and I'm wondering, do we go for it?
He didn't think that one out, did he?
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Jazzy from Dublin City, DOD, Sonny Fedora, and the tune is called Sundays. It's 8:54 in the morning. Cork's Good Times, you're waking up to Red FM. Morning, KC, Vic, Rory, and Kelly. If I was to win the Red FM cash machine, I would buy my forever home. Currently don't have one. It's my dream to own my own home. Merry Christmas, guys. Love the show. Listen to the fun and games every morning and absolutely love it. Hillary, love your work. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful Christmas. And you never know. Fingers, toes and eyes crossed.
That's
for
it,
you.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm doing cross eyes now for you, Hillary, for the big call on Friday. Best of luck, each and every one of you that are in it. It really is phenomenal, life-changing stuff we're doing.
Epic, yeah.
Hello, Ian.
How's it going?
Not too bad, kids. Ian is in. Are you in a panic at the moment, trying to get something for herself? Is that what's going on, Ian? Be honest.
Big time, big time.
I can hear the panic in your voice, Ian. To be honest,
have you anything bought for her?
No.
Oh,
yeah. Not yet.
Okay, so
he needs help. He needs our help.
When do you intend on kind of thinking about it? Anytime this week or next week?
This weekend, hopefully. You know, but it all depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do they call it, Vic? Mad Friday, isn't it? This Friday, it's all the blokes going out trying to...
They should call it Man Friday.
Man Friday, yeah. Absolutely. Can you name that lady that was in that clip there, Ian?
Is it Lady Gaga?
It is Lady Gaga.
Yay!
Oh, man, yourself. All right, buddy.
Well done.
To assist...
This changes everything.
Yeah, that's true. He can sit on his bottom now for the weekend.
Absolutely. Game change.
I can keep my money now.
Yeah. No, do you know what you can do? You got a €400 voucher for Neville Jewellers. You can spend another €400 on her with something else.
Oh, yeah, well.
Shut up, will you? Yeah. That's on its way to you, Ian.
She listens to the show as well, oh no.
Uh-oh. Good on her. Okay,
uh-oh.
Okay. You thought you'd get away with it, didn't you? Joe from Mahon.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks very much.
Wink, wink. Have a good day, Ian.
Well,
thanks
done,
a million.
Ian.
See you.
Cheers,
buddy. Well done. €400 Neville Jewellers voucher is going to Ian. We'll do another one of those tomorrow. Hundreds of entries again for that this morning. Thank you so much. We'll do another one. There'll be another kind of Christmas celebrity for you to identify. With thanks to Neville Jewellers, founded in 1971, four generations of experience, Winthrop Street, Wilton Shopping Centre, Blackpool Shopping Centre and Douglas Village. They are everywhere and able to help you out find those stunning pieces that you need for Christmas. So our thanks to Neville Jewellers on board this week. Righty-o, Shinné, anything to wrap up with?
Just one small little bit of traffic news, thanks for this, Sean. A van has lost its load. Be careful because it says the cars approach Ballincollig Slipway, Macroom bound. So just watch out for that. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for that update, Sean. Have a good day. Don't go anywhere. After news, it's Neil. See ya.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Magical movies for the whole family. Stream Wonka starring Timothy Chalamet with Now.